Barhead. A developer will have to wait a little longer to learn if he can proceed with the second phase of a LACLA non-subdivision. On March 1, the County of Barhead hosted a public hearing at the Charles Godberson Rotary Room to give the public a chance to voice their opinions on Bylaw 1-2022, Lakeview Estates Area Structure Plan or ASP. 7 people attended in person, with another 8 viewing via the Internet. Council gave first reading to the bylaw February 1. An ASP provides details on the growth and development of a specific area, which in this case, is a 45-acre piece of land adjacent to Lac La Non near the Moonlight Bay subdivision. The ASP, if passed, would directly impact 36 acres of the property. The property is currently in a residential recreation, RR, district, which allows for multi-lot recreational residential development. The project, if allowed, will be completed in stages, the first stage of which is already complete. Stage 1 created 6 residential lots. When complete, Lakeview Estates will have 37 lots, adding more than 100 residents, mostly seasonal, to the area. Municipal Planning Services, MPS, Senior Planner Jane Dauphiny noted the structure plan was first submitted by the applicant, Dennis Street Andre of RTD Property Development Inc., in July 2018. However, the county pressed pause on the process, allowing St. Andre to complete the necessary supporting documents. He resubmitted the ASP in June 2021, and in December, he completed a second public engagement session. The county also recirculated the application to impacted residents. The developer then modified the ASP, incorporating input from the public engagement sessions and resubmitted it in January. Dauphiny noted that the subject property is heavily treed. It also features several riparian areas adjacent to the shore, wetland areas and historical resource areas. To protect those areas, she said, the developer will use a combination of environmental and municipal reserve lands. She added the proposed subdivision is consistent with the requirements of Intermunicipal Development Plans, IDP, the county has with Lac St. Anne and neighboring summer villages, and with the county's Municipal Development Plan, MDP, as well as surrounding subdivisions. Access to the subdivision will be through the existing local road and provincial highway network. Public Works has indicated that the proposed development will not trigger any improvements to the one access road, Duncan Road, into the area, she said. Dauphiny added that because there is insufficient groundwater, drilling wells is prohibited. Count. Walter Proches asked what options there were to build a secondary access road. Development officer Jenny Bruns replied that the county does have secured access to an undeveloped road that would need to be upgraded. There are 2 roads that are on private lands, but they also need to be developed, she said, noting one of the roads is on rural conservation property, and as such, the chances of it being improved are slim. Chase Henituick, an area resident on the Lac St. Anne side of the lake, said the setback requirement from the lake was inadequate. The area structure plan says, the development will be developed using industry's best practices, but I don't see that happening when it comes to setbacks, he said. The county of Barhead has a 30-meter minimum setback, and Lac St. Anne has a 60-meter setback, from the lake. Both counties share the lake, so I don't see why there is a difference. Henituick added the ASP also states that they would be following the province's best recommendations, which he does not believe the ASP addresses. In their document Stepping Back from the Water, it states that if the groundwater is high enough, it has to be set back even further to protect vegetation and water quality of the lake. 30 meters is not enough, he said. He and other members also brought up concerns about potential contamination of the groundwater and lake due to septic tank leakage. They don't last forever, Henituick said. What happens if they are setting inside low groundwater? Lac St. Anne County Planning and Development Manager Matthew Ferris said the municipality wasn't opposed to the development. However, he stated they feel several areas in the ASP still need to be addressed before proceeding. One of the main ones is that there does not seem to be a concrete final build-out number. A paragraph in Section 4 states, it is anticipated there will be a range of 37 lots developed over 5 years. The technical report suggests that it will be 30 to 35, but what will that final number be? It could be 20, 37, 67 or 100, Ferris said. The subjectivity of it is of great concern, especially when you factor in, County of Barheads, land use bylaw could potentially allow the use of duplexes in this development. While it might not be this developer's intention, there is a possibility it could double in size. Ferris added before approving the ASB, Lac Ste. Anne County would like to see a formal traffic study completed, saying it is their right to request one under the IDP. He said not doing so could force Lac Ste. Anne County to appeal the decision to the Property Rights Tribunal. Ferris said Lac Ste. believes the development could put a strain on their roads and wastewater lagoons as the majority of the residents will use wastewater sewer haulers which use their lagoons. In the last few years, Lac Ste. Anne County has spent over $200,000 improving that infrastructure, Ferris said. We believe this potential increase of traffic caused by the build-out of 20, 30, 70 units will cause us to reopen our existing lagoon use agreement we have with the County of Barhead, which will more than likely increase the service costs. Additional speakers added to their concerns about the subdivision ranging from the potential traffic and parking congestions issues to a decrease in the lake's water quality. Beakerton at barhead.greatwest.ca